Welcome to the Positivity and Prosperity Podcast. If you're ready for a dose of inspiration and insight, then you've come to the right place. My name is Victoria Maskell, and I'm a psychotherapist, mindset coach, and positivity practitioner. I help women just like you to have their own Cinderella stories and transform their mindsets to make their dreams a reality. So if you're a coach, an entrepreneur, or just looking to up-level your life, then this is the podcast for you. I'm going to be talking all things money mindset, manifesting your dream life, and how to use your subconscious to achieve anything you set your mind to. I'm going to be filling these podcast episodes with stories and inspiration for you, things to make you smile, feel supported, and get ready to crush your goals and manifest your dreams. There is no such thing as a coincidence in life. So just by listening to this podcast, you are one step closer to making your dream life, business, and mindset a reality. So if you're ready for today's dose of positivity and prosperity, then let's dive in. Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Positivity and Prosperity Podcast. Now, I think it's quite fitting that today's episode is number 180 because today I'm going to be taking you through a 180 on your money mindset. So we're going to be doing a 180 when it comes to lack, scarcity, and bringing you into abundance, joy, and really transforming your money mindset. Now, stay tuned to the end of the episode because I do have a special Black Friday offer that is all about transforming your money mindset, and you don't want to miss it. So what are we talking about in today's episode? We are talking about why changing your money mindset right now is so important, why it is one of the most powerful things that you can do. We're going to be talking about forgiveness around money, forgiveness around your money stories, past choices, and how allowing yourself that grace to let go of some of these past limiting stories and experiences is so important to allowing abundance into your life. We're going to be talking about choices around money. We're going to be talking about why you need to stop ostriching. And I listen to this myself because I know I am a little bit prone to ostriching around things. And if you're thinking, what on earth is ostriching? Don't worry, I'll explain. And there's going to be some activities as ever. I'm going to be asking you some really important questions so that you start to understand where you are with money right now and how you can transform that into even more abundance. And then we're going to be talking about positive ways of saving. Now, I just want to preface this by saying, obviously, I am not Martin Lewis. I am not a money saving expert, and I am not saying I'm a financial advisor. We are coming at this from mindset. And if this is your first episode, welcome to the podcast. If you are one of my listeners who's gone back and re-listened to episodes, then you will know by now that I focus on the power of mindset because mindset drives everything. The programs we have, the stories we're telling ourselves, determine the actions we take, and it's no different around money. Now, I know there's a lot of money misconceptions, and if you've listened to episode 179, I addressed a lot of these, and I've actually had some really positive feedback on this. So thank you for everyone who has sent me a message or an email just to say thank you, this was helpful, or I appreciated how you addressed that. So again, I want to say that this episode is about positivity around money wherever you currently are. And I realize everyone listening to this is going to be coming at it from a different perspective. I think in the last episode I mentioned that phrase, same storm, different boat. And I think that applies to this. So please know that this is all coming with love and care and positivity and not from a place of you've made mistakes and you should be doing this and you should be doing that. Okay. I'm sure you know by now what these episodes are like. So let's talk about why changing your money mindset right now is so important. Well, I would imagine pretty much wherever you live in the world, if you turn on the news right now, financial crisis is a word that's being used. And the media, rightly or wrongly, uses language like crisis to evoke emotions. If you look at headlines in magazines and newspapers, they use emotive language because it pulls us in. It draws us in because we are programmed to notice emotive language, particularly if it is linked to danger. So we have this part of our brain called the amygdala, and it fires up around fear. And it's there for a good reason. It's there to protect us. It's there to keep us safe. But right now, there is the potential to be exposed to a lot of fear, a lot of danger, a lot of scarcity. Now, that's not to say that economies, businesses, people aren't in potentially difficult situations. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that we can choose how much we expose ourselves, how much we expose ourselves to this sort of language, these sorts of conversations, without denying certain realities. And I think this is one of the things I was trying to address in that episode 179. I think sometimes people think, money mindset, money manifesting, it's just about, close your eyes, hope, wish, and it'll all be fine. There's a lot of reality in manifestation, and at no point would I be suggesting that manifesting money is about buying loads of things you can't afford or getting tens of thousands of pounds or dollars in credit card debt. No, not at all. Because if anything, all of that is going to actually make you feel more lacking and more scarce, and it's going to do the exact opposite of what you're trying to do. But if you think about your life right now, whether you're a business owner, whether you're a stay-at-home parent, whether you have a 9-to-5 job, whether you're looking for a job, whether you're a student, there is going to be stuff playing in the background right now about money. And the more that you can change that story into as positive a story as you can get behind, the more positive benefit that is going to have in your reality. Remember that we shape our reality. We physically create the things that we see based on our experiences. Now, if anyone has watched Love is Blind on Netflix, there's been a lot of stuff on TikTok about something called the cutie scene. So there were two people on this show. If you don't know the premise of the show, basically people date each other, lots of different people, without seeing each other. And then some of those people decide to get engaged. They then see each other for the first time, live together for, I think it's like a month or something. And then they have this ceremony where they decide whether they're going to get married or not. Now, there was a reunion show, and this couple had very different experiences of the same events, of the same relationship. One person viewed it as she was being told that she wasn't good enough, that she wasn't slim enough, that she didn't look a certain way, that she should eat a certain amount of food, and she was eating too much, and that was very, very painful for her. The other person was absolutely shocked and surprised that they felt like that and was saying, but I didn't say that, but I didn't do that. And the producers decided to add a deleted scene, or just a scene they didn't use, at the very end. And it was so telling, because with my little psychologist hat on, I could look at this scene and see it from both perspectives. And the point of this is, from a neutral perspective, we can look at money, we can look at life in a certain way, but we're not neutral because we're in it. So in this example in Love is Blind, the person who was particularly hurt by the comments was interpreting them in a way that was basically confirmation bias. She had certain feelings in herself, and obviously I'm talking about a TV program that's highly edited. I'm literally just going on what is shown on TV. But her belief system around self-worth, body image, relationships, and the way this person had communicated with her was like a filter for what she saw and what she experienced, and they were very real feelings for her. He had a very different filter and a very different experience, and therefore his words were coming from a different place. Now, if you've watched it, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about here. It's all to do with she was talking about two little oranges, and she heard it as him saying, oh, well, we're going out for dinner later. You shouldn't eat that much. Are you going to eat all of that? And she's thinking, it's fruit, and all I've had is a banana and some peanut butter today. And when you watch from an external perspective, I think it comes across as he's quite young, quite vibrant. He's just chatting about food. He's like, oh, you haven't eaten very much today. Well, I did offer you a Pokeball and you didn't eat it. Oh, okay. And they're just coming at it from two different perspectives. So how is this related to money? Well, we all have stories around money. We all have emotions around money. So every time you turn on the news, every time you talk to a friend, every time you're at work or business or whatever, the way you see the world is going to be through those filters. And imagine how differently you would feel and see things and react to events if you could get those filters based on abundance, based on possibility, based on wealth, based on security and safety, rather than seeing it through a filter of, what if I don't make enough money? What if I have to cut back? I have to restrict. This is really scary. Maybe the external isn't changing, but your view of it is. And that is what we're talking about today. I hope that makes sense. If you have watched Love is Blind and you've got an opinion on that bit, please send me a message. You can follow me on Instagram at victoria.maskell. Drop me a DM. I'd love to know what your thoughts are on that. Okay, so the mindset that you have around money is going to have a direct impact on the way you think and feel right now and on the actions you take. So this could be actions in your business, this could be actions with your spending, this could be actions around saving, this could be actions around clients, career, salary, everything, okay? Everything is impacted by this mindset, so this is why we need to work on it. Now, one of the big stumbling blocks with money is shame, and is guilt. Now, all of us will have, I'm sure, at some point, a memory that makes us go, ooh. You know, when you do that shudder and you're like, ooh, I don't really want to think about that. And often when it comes to money, it's intensified. So I obviously work with people all the time around money, and it could be around early life experiences where when they look back and maybe they had an experience where they said to a parent or guardian, please could I have, and it might be a toy or some clothes or to go somewhere, and they were told no. And it's not necessarily that they were told no, it's how they then felt. They felt guilty. They felt ashamed for asking. They felt, even as a small young child or a young person, they felt negative emotions. And that is then linked to money being negative, asking being negative, there not being enough, or just any kind of concepts of shame and guilt. Okay. So that's just one tiny example. Personally, I know that I do enjoy buying stuff. Not necessarily extravagant stuff, but if I was very honest, I probably don't wear a large-ish percentage of my wardrobe very often. So if I had been more mindful when I was purchasing things, I do keep things for a long time. I am one of these people that's like, oh yeah, that's my favourite dress. I've had it for 15 years and I wear it all the time. But if I was being super honest and thinking about how I could be shifting these things, I do probably have a little bit of shame, a little bit of guilt maybe that I can release, that I can work on around spending on things that I didn't need. Now, you're going to hear in this episode, I am not advocating a feeling of restriction, because that feeling is really negative. It's lack, basically. So it's all about finding a balance. And it's, someone else might say, yeah, but Victoria, you've got all of these clothes, they still fit, you do wear them, that was a good investment. Okay, it's not about the event. So whatever you're thinking about right now around money, it's not about the event, it's how you're feeling about it. So maybe there was a decision you made to put something on a credit card, and now you look back and think, why did I do that? Maybe you invested in something. I was listening to this really, really good podcast episode, actually. I will try and tag it in the show notes. A lady called The Budgetista. I don't know if there's an extra N in there. So it was on the Expanded podcast. This lady called The Budgetista. And she was just fabulous. Apparently she's got a Netflix documentary. I haven't watched it, but based on the podcast episode, I'm sure it would be brilliant. and she was talking about how a sort of friend of hers had, I don't know if she used the word persuaded, but put in front of her an offer, said to her, you know, you've got such great credit, get all these credit cards out, get this money, I'm going to invest it for you, I'm going to go over to France, I'm going to sell all these American goods, and you're going to make $2,500 a month, and it's going to be so easy. And she was like, wow, this sounds amazing, great. Got like £20,000 worth of credit card debt, thinking that this was a brilliant investment. And then you can see where this is going, can't you? Her friend kind of went AWOL. She was getting in touch with him and he was like, oh, what, you haven't got the payment? Oh yeah, I'll try again, it must be there. Yeah, she lost all of that money. And I'm sure, she does touch on it, but I'm sure there would be some really negative feelings around that, because up until that point, she'd been picture perfect with money. If anything, you know, she had been a textbook example of how to live a brilliant financial life. And then suddenly this event comes along and it's completely off her path and it put her in a very difficult position. So it's so important for us to notice where we might have any of this shame or guilt around money, because it keeps us in lack and it keeps us in fear and it keeps us playing a story of danger when it comes to money. And that feels horrible. I'm sure everyone listening to this podcast at some point has been in a position where they felt that stomach flip feeling of, is my card going to get declined? Can I afford this? Can I pay this bill? Whether it was 50 years ago or 5 minutes ago. Remember, the way your brain processes information is that it doesn't deal in time in the same way. So you might remember something from 40 years ago that has the same negative, powerful, strong emotion as from 10 minutes ago. Okay? It's all to do with how the emotion is stored rather than the time frame behind it. So allowing yourself to forgive yourself, to release the shame and release the guilt. And you might do this through meditation, you might do this through journaling. If this is something that's a little bit more deep-rooted and you want to talk about what BWRT might be able to do for you, then please reach out. Send me an email to victoria@victoriamaskell.com and I can send you all the information and we can talk about if that might be right for you. But letting go of this is really important. And one of the ways you can do this is you can focus on a concept of choice. So we all have choices. We make choices around money. So there may have been things you've done in the past or even recently where you're now looking back and thinking, I wish I hadn't made that choice. That's absolutely fine, because when you think of it as a choice, you get to choose differently. You get to say, do you know what? That doesn't feel good. That doesn't make me feel good. That makes me feel uncomfortable. I'm angry at myself. I'm frustrated. I feel guilty. All of these feelings. And I don't want to feel those feelings. So I'm going to look at the event as that's happened. It's taught me something. It's given me feelings that are useful in that they're giving me clarity. And now I'm going to make different choices. And these different choices around money can be about how you see yourself as a person who uses this tool that is money. Because that is it. Money is a tool, it is energy, it is not the be-all and end-all, it's a way for some people of finding safety, security, of finding happiness, but it's not the be-all and end-all. Because what we tend to do is we put money on a pedestal and we say, gosh, money is this out of reach thing. Money is this thing that I'd really like to have in my life, but gosh, I just don't have it in those same ways now. Or we distance ourselves from money and we say it's for other people. It's not for people like me. I'm always in my overdraft. I'm always lacking. I've never got enough money. That's so expensive. And these are just stories that we're playing out. Now, you might look at some of these and think, oh, I say that. Here's your choice. That's okay. If you feel like that and you want to stay like that, absolutely fine. But what would it feel like to choose a different story? To become a different person around money? Now, I was actually talking to a client this week about the concept of self-worth, and we were going through this really specific protocol with BWRT around self-worth, which is just brilliant. I just love it. And we were talking about elements of self-worth and what it means. And one of the concepts we were talking about was this idea of feeling grown up. Now, we were talking about the concept of feeling grown up when it comes to self-worth, but I think it really resonates with the concept of money, because I think, for me personally, now this might just be my story, but I think there is a link between being good with money, and I say good with, you know, in whatever way you want that to be, and being an adult, being grown up, being responsible, okay? And if therefore you don't feel good with money and you feel lacking and you feel guilty and you feel like you're making mistakes or that you're trying so hard but you're just not getting there, it links to this feeling of I'm not responsible, I'm not good at something, I'm not grown up, I haven't got there yet. And maybe there's some stuff linked in with how other people perceive your financial situation. Maybe there's some guilt and shame around conversations with friends and family and how you've chosen to spend money and how they've chosen to spend it. But again, it comes back down to a choice. Those are the choices you made in the past. If they don't feel good now, how about switching your future choices, your present choices, to ones that feel more aligned? And knowing that those past decisions have got you to where you are now, the negative emotions, maybe they're fuel, maybe they're learning experiences to help you make these positive changes, and you get to choose differently. So this is where the ostrich bit comes in. Okay, now if you haven't already taken it, I've got a money personality quiz, and one of them is the ostrich. And this was definitely me back in the day, probably linked to all of those things I've just been saying about how money for me is responsibility, or maybe this is how it was actually, but money was responsibility. And part of me, my nomad, was like, yeah, I'm in my early 20s. Don't really feel like having that much responsibility right now. So let's just go and buy those shoes. Oh, look, buying those shoes makes me feel really, really good. And then 2 days later, checking my bank account and going, oh, okay, I don't feel so good about those shoes anymore. What if, and then what if my uni friends are having conversations around money and going, oh my God, how much did you pay for those shoes? And I then feel guilty, or I feel like, oh, they're so much better at money than I am. And that instance of then feeling like, oh, I really should be more grown up with this, but I don't want to be. And grown up doesn't have to be, you know, you're thinking about this in your 20s. This can be any age, because it's a perception, isn't it? It's a feeling of how we should be. And so the way I developed a coping strategy was to ostrich, to bury my head in the sand, to pretend it wasn't happening, to just hope it was going to be okay, because that was me not facing the pain, not facing the reality, because I'd built it up to be so much worse than it actually was in my head. Now, advice, but what I'm talking about here is sometimes we need to stop being that ostrich, and that can feel really scary. Again, based on everything that's going on right now, that can be like, I don't really want to check my energy accounts. I don't really want to check how much heating I've been using. I don't really want to look at how much my mortgage payment has gone up, because that is going to make me feel really sick and I'm just going to put it off. If that's you, if that's not you, if you can't resonate with that, then I absolutely applaud you, because you are doing something amazing by just seeing it. I was going to say attacking it, but that's quite a negative word, isn't it? So if you are the ostrich, or you resonate with something like that, this is what I would suggest to do. Get into a state of abundance before you do any of that checking or analyzing or projecting or budgeting. We're going to talk about budgeting in a minute. Get into abundance first. That doesn't mean spending. Let's just put that out there, because abundance is a feeling. So remember, I gave that example a few minutes ago about the Love is Blind program, and how people, because it wasn't just a female, it was both sides, people were perceiving events based on their internal stories. Okay. If you are in a position where you do want to be checking your bank accounts, checking savings, checking payments, looking at how things are going to change over the next couple of months, etc., budgeting, The best place you can do that from is the strongest, most abundant mindset that you can muster. Because remember, we see things through these filters. So if you go into that activity thinking, this is really scary, I'm really worried, what if XYZ, your reticular activating system is going to focus on those things. And then what will happen is it will highlight those things. Versus if you go into this in some form of abundant state, so maybe you're able to look around and say, wow, look at all the things I have. Look at the love, the friendships, the opportunities. Maybe you have a car, maybe you have a job, maybe you have your health, maybe you feel really good in your body. Maybe your mindset is just like tip top. Focus on that, get into that feeling. Think about experiences, evidence, memories, etc., that fit that idea of abundance. Okay, then from that place, go and do the activity. So whatever you want to do, setting a budget, checking your bank account, checking how much energy you've used by putting the heating on for 2 minutes or whatever it is, because you're then going to see it from a much stronger, more abundant position. And therefore, the actions you're going to take aren't out of fear or lack or scarcity. They're out of something much more positive. The next thing that kind of links to this, I guess, is the concept of saving and budgeting. Now, I don't know how you feel about this, but I'm quite strongly nomad. I'm settler nomad. And if you're thinking, what the hell does nomad mean? Go and check out my previous episode on BWRT coaching, which is where I talk about the warrior, the settler, and the nomad. So these are three parts of our personality that we all have, but we have them in different levels and different ways. So we have an inner persona, which is how we truly are, and an outer persona, which is how we show up, how we experience the world in various different ways. And the beauty is in BWRT coaching, not only do you uncover what your unique ratio is of all of these, you get to use them like a team. I was talking to my supervisor last week and she was saying, yeah, I like to think of it as my warrior, my settler and my nomad are like my team. And they all have these different skills. And I decide every day which one needs to be in charge of each project. And basically in BWRT coaching, that's what I help you to do. I help you to bring these personas forward. So my nomad, it likes spending. Again, not on massive things, but like not that that's bad. There's nothing wrong with that. I feel like I'm justifying and I shouldn't be. But it's, I like stuff. I like the excitement of it. I like different things. My friends would say that I'm the kind of person that will be like, oh my gosh, let's do this. Right, let's do that. No, let's go here. And when it comes to money, the idea of sticking to a rigid budget makes me feel bored, makes me feel restricted, makes me feel like, ugh, I can't do that. Now, if you're a strong warrior or a dominant warrior, that will be like, yes, this is the most exciting thing ever. Being organized, being structured, knowing exactly what to spend. I've got a friend who is definitely a strong warrior, and this massively comes out when it comes to food shopping and budgeting. And she has been like this since I have known her, and I've known her since I was 2 years old. So she is so positive, controlled when it comes to food, in that she will make her list, she goes through her fridge, she goes through her cupboards, she has certain things that she keeps, you know, a store of, she buys exactly what she needs each week, she uses it up, she meal plans, she meal preps, it's amazing. And I look at it, and because I live with her for, well, a number of years actually, and I looked at her in awe, and I was like, wow, that's so amazing. She doesn't waste, she doesn't have a like, oh, what am I going to do tonight? What am I going to cook tonight? And I tried to be like that, but I didn't have BWRT at the time. I didn't have BWRT coaching, so I didn't know how to bring forward that warrior part of me. So when it comes to money, I'm going to give you a little activity here. So if you are not somewhere where you can write stuff down or you want to take a concentration break or something like that, feel free to pause this. But I'm going to read some words out, and I want you to think about the feelings, the memories, the emotions, the thoughts, the sayings, whatever, that each of these conjure up. And notice any shifts in your body. Notice any places where you're like, oh, and it gives you energy and it lights you up. Or you're like, ooh, and it makes you feel stuck and heavy or fearful. Because all of these words are obviously linked to money mindset, and this is going to be really important for you to know where to go next with this. Okay, so I'm going to read a word, and I want you to, if you can, pause the audio, jot some words down, or just think and feel about them for you, okay? So the first word is saving. How does saving make you feel? Do you feel excited? Do you feel grown up? Do you feel responsible? Does it make you think, oh, but I haven't done enough of it, I'm behind? Does it make you feel like you're lacking, that you're not good at it? Does it feel boring? Does it feel like something you don't want to do right now? How does saving make you feel? Then what about budgeting? When you think of the word budgeting, what memories does it conjure up? What feelings, emotions, and sensations in your body do you think about? Next one is debt. How does debt make you feel? Have you got a specific thought or feeling or memory that comes up? Do you feel neutral towards it? Do you see concepts of quite logical good debt, bad debt? Does it make you feel like making mistakes, shame, guilt? What does debt feel like? The next one is income. What pictures are conjured up when you think of the word income, or the concept of income, maybe? And then overdraft. What does it mean for you? What are your thoughts, your feelings, your stories around that word overdraft? Again, noting any emotions or sensations in particular parts of your body that you think about. Next one is salary. When you think or hear the word salary, what does it mean for you? What does it mean right now? Do you have one? Do you not have one? Does it feel restrictive? Does it feel overflowing? How does salary feel? Does it feel like a good concept, a bad concept, or maybe even something neutral? The next word is abundance. What does true abundance mean for you? And it might be that it means something not related to money. It might mean that there are different types of abundance for you, some related to money, some unrelated. It might feel like a concept that's really far away but that you want to get towards, or something that you're experiencing in certain ways in the here and now. And then finally, spending. What images and memories and pictures are conjured up when you think of the word spending? Do you feel fearful? Do you feel like there's any mistakes? Or does it feel exciting and fun? Or again, does it feel like just something that you do as a daily activity to live your life? Now, you might want to take a little bit of time just to think about those, because obviously I've gone through them quite quickly. But these are all concepts that will be coming up in your life right now in some way, shape or form. Maybe, again, it's watching the news, listening to the radio. You're hearing these words like, is my salary going to go far enough? Am I bringing enough income in? Am I in too much debt? Can I pay off my debt? Should I go into debt? What about budgeting? How can I budget? Hopefully, where am I in some form of abundance? How can I bring in more abundance? Am I spending too much? Should I be spending differently? All of these words are important right now, and how you feel about them is going to directly impact the reality that you shape and the actions that you take in this time. Like I said at the start, it's going to be different for everyone. Everyone's perspective of this is going to be different. Maybe you're a business owner, and maybe you're wanting to make investments, and you're thinking about these words in a different concept to your personal finances, your personal investments, your personal savings. Maybe this is different, but it's really important to understand these concepts and then ask yourself, where do I need to release some guilt and shame around these concepts? Where do I need to choose differently? Knowing that if that's brought up feelings That's okay, that's valid, they've happened. And now, what do you want to do differently? Where do you want to choose different thoughts? And then as a result, choose different actions. Thinking about maybe how you want to rewire this. And again, if this is something that you think BWRT would be perfect for you, please just drop me an email. I'm more than happy to chat chat to you about how BWRT could be the perfect rewiring tool. If you haven't heard of BWRT, I'll make sure to leave a link to part of my website page where I talk about BWRT, because it is a technique based on neuroplasticity that is highly effective at really, really quickly rewiring limiting beliefs and limiting feelings, so you get to choose a preferred response. How would you want to feel instead of these horrible, guilty, shameful feelings that are just playing over and over and over again in your life? So this is kind of like, right, now you know what these words mean. So how can you turn savings and budgeting into a bit of a game? How can you sprinkle some magic on them? Because there might be circumstances in your life right now where you need to look at your spending. You need to look at food budgets. You need to look at travel. You need to look at any expenditures in your business. And I'm going to put forward this idea that instead of thinking, I need to cut back, I need to restrict, there isn't enough, how about saying instead, how can I make this fun? How can I make the biggest possible savings? Like it's a game, like you're playing a board game or you're playing some kind of computer game, and it's fun and it's exciting and it's like, oh, this is a challenge. Because then what you're focusing on is, wow, I've saved £10, £50, £100. You're focusing on a positive amount of money rather than focusing on the lack and the scarcity and the cutting back. But ultimately, there's still more money available. You are still making savings, whether that is savings that mean you have a positive amount in your bank account each month, whether that's savings that mean you feel like you are able to invest or you're able to feel more safe around money, whatever it is. So how can you make this a game? How can you be like, do you know what? I'm going to be an excellent money manager and I'm going to get really excited when I go to the supermarket and I find a deal on products that I was going to buy for me or my family. And I go, wow, there's a £2 saving. Let's put that in the mental savings pot. And then it's like, great. How much have I saved this week? Brilliant. Right. Rather than saying, I can't afford this. How are we going to cut back? How are we going to do this? Again, it's a mindset shift. It's not taking away from the fact that maybe there are different choices to be made. In the UK, there's a lot of conversation around energy bills. And I think this is the first year that I've been super, super mindful of the heating. Now, I am sat here currently at 4:44 in the afternoon, and I do have the heating on, but I was really, 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 really cold. Now, in the past, though, I've had the heating on from about end of September sometimes, and I have actually thought, oh, I don't really need this on, but it's nice to be toasty and warm. I've made different decisions in light of the fact that we don't really know what the price increase is going to be. I don't want to be wasteful. I'm just making different decisions. I'm not sitting here being absolutely freezing 24/7 because I'm very privileged and I'm able to have heating. That's it. Like that's amazing. That's abundance. I can press a button and heat can come into my house. Not everyone can do that. So I feel so lucky to be able to do that. And I'm going to make choices around, do I need to do this? Should I be putting a few more layers on? Should I be moving around the house a bit more to keep warm? Should I be making a hot water bottle or something rather than heating the whole house when I'm just sitting working in my office? So it's choices. And it's not saying, oh, I can't do this. It's saying, how can I make this fun? How can I save? How can I top up this mental savings account? And yeah, make it a challenge with yourself. So it's you're focusing on the good and not on the lack, but ultimately you're still getting to that same place. Now, if this has made you think, wow, I really need to work on my money mindset, then here is the perfect Black Friday offer for you. So you can get a copy of my book, The Science of Getting Rich, the fast track version for the 21st century. And as a special limited time Black Friday offer, you will also get the audiobook and the workbook completely free. So this gives you the full package. So you can read the book, you can highlight it, you can turn down pages, you can also listen to it when you go on a walk, you can play it in the background, you can maybe if you're driving, play the book, giving you all of this positive stuff around money. And then you've also got the workbook, which you can use digitally or you can print it out to help you take the actions. So it is the complete money mindset shift, and you are saving $17.99 by getting it in this limited time Black Friday offer. So what I will do is I will leave the link in the show notes for this bundle. And if you go to my website, which is victoriamaskell.com, and look for the Black Friday bundle, you will find it there. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Go forth and have a positive money mindset. And I'll see you very soon for the next episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you like this content, I would so love it if you could leave me an iTunes review. You would totally make my day, and you'd help this podcast to reach other listeners just like you. And if you know someone who this content would help, then please share it with them. Share the love, share the positivity. I hope you all have a wonderful and prosperous day, and I will see you all in the next episode.